Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
True Crimers, welcome to Break the Case. I'm your host. I'm Jen Coffendaffer. Oh boy, I am changing what the live is going to be about, only because I did not have time to put my demonstration together yet, but I'll have that for you, likely tomorrow or the next day. There's actually two demonstrations I'm planning on doing that are relative to the Nancy Guthrie case, but I'm gonna leave you hanging. It's my cliffhanger. But today there actually is some news I wanted to pass along, and I thought it would be important. I just got off my other live. I decided to separate them because, quite frankly, you know, there's a lot of people in true crime that, you know, I just don't like things to get political. I keep it separated. I believe the last live I did was completely apolitical. It's about right and wrong, and we have to have our presidents protected. But this live is going to be about Nancy Guthrie. That is kind of been, not kind of, that is the main focus of our platform. It has been the main focus for the past 85 days, and it's going to continue to be. And again, there's actually a lot out there for those of you that are interested in the case. Most recently, what's happened, and I want to make sure I get all, I get all my notes together, and I actually have a photo that I want to put up very specifically that did not come through before I came on here. Give me 1 second, and let me pull this photo up. Here it is. This is the one I want. This is the big piece of news. I think it's kind of big anyway. Let me put this on stage. Sorry for the clicks. I'm going to keep them at a minimum. Let's see, I think this is the one I want. Nope. Sorry, this is from my other live. Here it is. Good news. We have a trial date, finally, for Derek Colella. Does everybody remember who Derek Colella is? Derek Colella sent ransom Bitcoin text messages to both Annie and to Tommaso very early on in the case. They specifically related to Bitcoin. They were actually spoken. It was done through VoIPA, and they traced that voice message back through to an email account, which went to the home of Derek Colella, and he was arrested right after he made the call. By the way, he also called family. So he called, left these voice messages individually again for both Annie. I just don't see how people don't see there's a resemblance. They both have, I've commented on this before, they have both have these gigantic smiles. You know, they just have very long, smiley mouths. To me, their noses, even their eye structure, I think they look so similar, especially when I look at them from the side. I think people love to say, they love to take the photos of Annie where she doesn't look attractive, but you know, everybody has their opinion. I just think there's some similarities with them. That's neither here nor there. But Mr. Colella did particularly message both Annie and Tommaso Siena, her husband, very early on in the case. Now, I want to read to you for those just as a memory refresher, or you may not have known. I wanted to read for you exactly what is on there, okay? What was on that, the voice message. So it said, did you get the Bitcoin? we're waiting on our end for the transaction. And there's other messages that were sent, but basically this particular phone line led back to an email address that led to Derek Colella's house. So not particularly sophisticated any way, shape or form of doing this. But this is what's important. His trial date has finally been set. It's going to be June 23rd, 2026. So June 23rd, 2026, to let you all know, this is a federal case. He's been charged federally because he used the phones. Whenever you use the phones, it can go federal. That involves wiring. And anytime you wire, it's going across state lines. So we also used to be able to do a lot of cases based on mail fraud and fraudulent things done through the mail. But now nobody does anything that way. But they all do it via text and via emails. And so these are beautiful statutes that exist to make something federal. So again, he wasn't charged locally. He was charged federally. And I also want to say those text messages have been found to have nothing to do with what was sent to the local stations or TMZ. So this guy was acting all on his own and he found their numbers. I would believe they haven't specifically said, but I would believe very publicly. I can find almost anybody's number. I'm sure you can too. There's so many. Truth Finder is one of the best, but there's so many of these other accounts. You sign up, it's whatever, $9.99 a month, and you can get so much information. You can get so much information just data mining public information really on almost anyone. So this would not be difficult to find. Savannah's personal number would probably be much more difficult. She probably has an NBC number. If I were her and were a big celebrity, I would definitely have it through NBC. So she might not even have anything in her name under the name of Savannah Guthrie, but rather it's NBC's, one of their many phones, and she would have it that way. I don't know that to be a fact. I just know that when you're more famous, you have more layers, and phone numbers can't just be found as easily. But Annie and Tomasa weren't famous. Annie and Tomasa wanted to be found. They had Tomaso has his own band. He needed gigs. You know, you don't, the last thing you want to do if you have your own band, you don't want to make it difficult for somebody to book you. So easy to find. Tomaso also, he was a teacher. And as a teacher, you can imagine you give out your number, you know, so the parents of your students can get a hold of you in case there's any issue. That's what I found anyway. And same with Annie. Annie ran a jewelry business, and she also worked at a, she also worked as a professor at the university. So you can imagine, easy to find their numbers, not easy anymore. A lot has been removed, but yeah, definitely found them online. As far as the bond, and I talked about this at the time, it just really galled me that his bond for doing this was only $20,000. $20,000, everybody. That's it. 20 grand, which means he had to pay 10% of that. So if he could come out with $2,000, he was free. And he was free like that. 1 minute arrested, you know, the FBI is descending on you. And the next minute, you're just walking around the streets. So this guy might go down as one of the stupidest criminals we've had, because he's got himself, he's looking at about 20 years. Will he get that? I don't know. But it's possible. He could get that, but he's out. And what I'm going to do today, because we have a lot of time, it's not the longer live I expected, but I think this is important news. He just got his trial date. What I think is important, again, not linked to TMZ. Bond said at 20,000. He's running around. He was from California. He made a voice message that went to separately to both Annie and Tomaso, and I believe other messages as well. And that was linked to his home. And he, the reason that nobody else in his home was charged, because apparently right after he hung up from this call, he called somebody else. And so it was easy to link it to being him as the one that was using the services at that time. But I want to answer a few questions I have to prepare for. I've got News Nation tonight at 5:30 and again at 10. So hoping some of you might tune in. I don't normally talk about my News Nation. I should probably more on this, but I would love to just entertain some questions. So if I see some up here, I am going to put them up here. Yeah, I agree with you. He's just an opportunist. He saw an opportunity. He knew he probably wasn't even going to get paid. But like many of these people, they really enjoy the suffering of family. This happens all the time, everyone. I hate to say it, but it happens in all these missing cases. And we always let everybody know. It happens when people go off to camp. Their kids will go to summer camp and then they record, they find their voice and they change the words, but still using their voice and send voice messages to parents. And the parents call the police and they think that their child's been abducted when it's all just a sham. And that's what kind of person this was. It likely enjoyed being in sort of the high, you know, the social media and mainstream media looking at him, pulling a few strings for a very short while. But the fact they let him out, I think, was horrible. I think these bonds need to be set way higher, 100,000 or more. I mean, what happens when they go to get him and he doesn't show up? Maybe he will show up because he's going to probably won't do much time, even though he really is looking at exposure of about 20 years. All right. Let's see. Anything else? Let's see. Yeah, it's so true. You can pay any amount of money, just Jennifer, to get somebody's number. It's really very easy. Like I said, unless you're a celebrity and you have big, you have layers somehow that you've had a company. And so the phone is really in the company's name. Like, for instance, we talked about with Nancy, it could be an NBC. If you're talking about somebody like Trump, it could be Trump Enterprises and they have 1,000 phone numbers. So much more difficult for people who are celebrities as well. It should be, but not difficult for people like Annie and Tommaso for the reasons I've just said. I wanted to really quick talk about, as a member here, if you're $3.99 a month, it's only a month. I don't know how much that is a day. I've never sorted that out. Is that 10 cents a day? No, might be less than that. Whatever it is. If you do become a member and you're a $3.99 member or above, I have a great FBI handout, or not handout. That's not the right word. It's a gift of appreciation that you'll be in the drawing for. And we're going to draw it on August 16th, or if there's a break in the case and whoever is porch guy and perpetrated the crime against Nancy is found earlier, that's when we'll send it out to you. We'll get your address and we'll get this little, I call it a basket, but a few things put together from my time in the FBI to you. I just wanted to add that as well. I know this is a very short live. I appreciate about 1,000 of you here today. Thank you so much. Again, to recap, the individual who sent those ransom notes to both Annie and to Tommaso, he is going, they finally set his trial date. It is June 23rd. He's already out on bond. He lives in California. They have a really strong case because it was a voice message that they were able to link to him through his internet provider, went right back to his house. And then right after he called them, he makes another subsequent call. So that shows that he was the one that was using the lines at that moment. I think it's important to denote that this guy, we're going to see what judgment he gets. I mean, I find it the whole thing very interesting because, of course, what we have outstanding and the link that we have possibly to the possibly to the true abductors of Nancy Guthrie are the two notes that went to TMZ and to the local affiliates, right? So we have those, and that's what, you know, could lead us to her. Obviously, I just can't imagine this level of sophistication that the FBI, any private partners that have been hired, because that's what the FBI does when they don't have what they need to do it. They hire the state-of-the-art companies. And when you look at that situation, it's mind-boggling to me in this day and age that they cannot trace back those calls that were made. There's six calls to three different entities, or not calls, sorry, emails. Six emails, three entities that were sent that are definitely, law enforcement believes, related to Nancy's abduction, yet still unable to trace those. And then secondarily, we have the other individual that sent approximately six notes, at least to TMZ and possibly to the locals too. Those haven't been able to be traced. And those are the extortive notes saying specifically, hey, listen, we didn't do it. We're not involved, but we know who is, and we know what happened to Nancy. If you want it, give us a half a Bitcoin and then give us a half a Bitcoin later. And we will, you know, so they basically want a Bitcoin. Y'all know my stance on that. I had a Bitcoin expert on that said, yes, it can be traced. It's difficult, but it can be done unless they use a couple other steps that would involve other accounts. So nevertheless, I'm all for tickling the wire at this point, but maybe this DNA that they have that is now finally at the FBI lab that has the more advanced advanced solutions for solving rootless hairs, because that's what they're dealing with, a rootless hair. Maybe they can solve it. Look, Rex Heerman, that's how they got him. He evaded police for decades, the Long Island serial killer. Having killed, he's admitted to eight. My guess, okay, go ahead. I'm down on paper for it, is about 30. We'll see if he ever cops anymore. But, you know, he traveled. He was in various places in the country. And just because you admit to eight, that's sort of like a drug dealer when he says, okay, you caught me with eight, I'm going to admit to the eight times. I'm not going to talk about all the other times. So, and Rex Heerman is certainly one of the most prolific, horrible individuals. So again, oh, thank you, Brave Soul. Brave Soul with the kitty cat. I love that. And thank you, Javonna Queen, for becoming a subscriber. We appreciate it. Really do. Again, this guy is going to trial. Mark your calendars, everybody. It is June 23rd. He's the one that sent those ransom demands to both Annie and to Tommaso. So let's hope that justice is served. I hope he gets at least 10 years for doing it. I just think it's terrible that you can do something like this to a family and, you know, be out on bond a day later with $2,000. But that's just me. I think it's horrible what these people do. Until next time, everybody, thank you so much for spending a little bit of your Sunday afternoon with me. Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute. I just saw something pop up. Oh my gosh. You know what is so cute, Sunny Days? Thank you so much. I like that both of the new members are cat lovers. Everybody knows who knows me. I have a dog. I'm a huge dog lover. I'm a huge pet lover. I do a lot on my Twitter featuring stories about animal abuse because it galls me. Can I tell you about one? Since we went really short today, I'm going to tell you about one. This is a story about, her name is, she's a doctor. She's an OBGYN, everyone. She had up to 34 dogs a year ago. She had got in trouble back then for neglect, for mistreatment, for abuse, had multiple dogs, over a dozen dogs. I think it was 24 dogs this time. Don't hold me to that, but some large number like that. This crazy OBGYN doctor was performing experimental type surgeries on these animals, was neglecting them. One of the quotes was actually from law enforcement, said it is one of the worst situations that he had seen in terms of how they were treated. So I'm totally digressing from Nancy for a second, just to say, because I saw all these animal pictures up, you know, horrific case. And guess how much she got? She got 6 months probation. She got nothing. So I'll continue to always fight for animal rights and for, you know, people who abuse animals to get their just desserts. But nevertheless, everyone, we are all here for Nancy Guthrie. We're going to continue to be here for her. I have two, as I mentioned, two amazing shows coming up. I'm doing two experiments. I did this in the Celeste Rivas case to show that she indeed had been dismembered. And then, of course, she had been dismembered because it was logical to me that there was no way she could be put in the frunk. So if any of you have seen that video, I know a lot of people kind of chuckled about it, but that's what you do when you're an investigator. If you're a good investigator, in my opinion, you look to see if a solution could even happen. And I literally am almost the exact same dimensions of Celeste Rivas before she died. When they took her out, her remains were only 70 something pounds because of the decomposition, being in that frunk since the end of April. She was about my size, 110 pounds and about 5'1" before she died. And my husband couldn't get me stuffed into a bag, and I didn't even have rigor. And then picking me up, even though he's 5'11" and works out all the time, not that he's some big brute or anything, but certainly in shape, more than David, who's, you know, a 5'1" skinny little string bean. There's just no way to manipulate a body like that. And there was no way, physically speaking, for her body to fit in there without being dismembered. And then, of course, now we know with the autopsy that she was dismembered at the elbows and at the joints of the knees, and you know, put in two separate bags and then stuffed in that frunk. So anyway, we're going to do another experiment, two experiments I have regarding Nancy Guthrie case. I've been really watching what you have to say and things that you're concerned about. And so I think it's important to see if we can make some sense of it. And we're going to do that. All right, everyone, until next time, enjoy the rest of your Sunday afternoon. May justice be served for the Guthrie family and for all the missing.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, the only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto. It's American made. That's who we are,
and that's who we care about.
Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.